This is what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. He even said, and this really just is so disgusting.
We're not going to keep babies alive and harvest their organs. We're not going to sell their parts for women's cosmetics. We're not going to have Pepsi with baby flavoring in it. I mean, what the hell have we become? Excuse me, but I'm tired of it. I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Dead Frog Radio, version 2.9 awakens, stumbling like an exhausted fat man to the bathroom in the middle of the night as we relieve our bladders of waste into the toilet known as your radio. I am Token, and I am the liquid that caused the bladder to fill up with waste in the first place. Tonight, we have a totally forgettable and unremarkable show for you as we leave the toilet seat up and the toilet unflush, causing the scent to permeate and waft about, disappointing those who thought that these problems could be solved by a simple flush of the toilet full of waste, known as Dead Frog Radio. Now, remember how I said that I'd find something to do with facebook.com/deadfrogradio? I still have nothing. I have no idea what to do with it. All of our past episodes are there. We actually podcast this terrible production for some reason. I can only say that for now, and at some point in the future, I'll figure it out. But just go ahead and like us for the time being. I'll figure something out. It's a lot harder to manage a Facebook from prison, but I'll figure something. I'm going to do something. Whatever. In the meantime, don't take the show for granted. We may be...
This call is from a federal prison.
Just go ahead and remind us of the fact that I am an incarcerated citizen doing this show. You know, they have to have that automated message just chirp in there and let us know. Well, either way, in prison I can do this show, but in the future we may be forced off the air because, well, let's just say that we could very well have even less rights on probation than I have in prison, as ironic as that may be. I'm going to try to keep the show going, but it's about to get a hell of a lot harder to do the show unless something changes in the law soon. Now, here's the thing that annoys me. If someone uses a phone in the process of committing a crime, if they're arranging drug deals over a phone, you know, using their cell phone, or hell, even a landline, they're not going to ban someone from using the phones or the phone network. They're not going to say, oh, well, you used a phone to arrange a drug deal, so you can't use a phone for 10 years. Or if I used a public road to deliver a large package of drugs to somebody, wouldn't it be unreasonable to ban me from using the roads just because I used the road? That wouldn't make sense, would it? I mean, it's some convoluted way. You know, they can make it sound like it makes sense, which is kind of when they're banning people from computers and the internet this day and age. Technically, this can encompass having somebody use the internet on my behalf. So how exactly can I do this show if even having someone produce and upload the show on my behalf might technically violate my probation? How the hell does that work? Now, what if I send a job application somewhere, and I fill it out on paper, and I'm behaving myself, you know? I can't go online and file a job application, because that would be dangerous. But I send in a paper application, and then they go ahead and scan it and email it to somebody. Now am I violating the law? So what if I call someone and they happen to be using Skype or Vonage or, you know, God forbid, I call somebody on their cell phone and it's a 4G network using an LTE IP system, which they happen to call VoLTE, Voice over LTE. It is an IP-based system, IP standing for Internet Protocol. So therefore, I'm breaking the law just by calling somebody's cell phone. It is that ridiculous, and that is the world that they're going to try to force me to live in, folks. I'm supposedly supposed to reintegrate into society, yet they're holding me back from the society I'm supposed to be a part of? I grew up with the internet. I'm 30. I've been on this damn near my entire life. This is what I grew up with. So what's the point of stopping me from using a utility, a public utility, as they have recently declared it, for an arbitrary period of time, especially when it counterproductively prohibits me from pursuing gainful opportunities. Look, they've done the studies. If you can't get a job, you're more likely to go back to prison because you're going to go back to stealing and robbing and shit like that. So you're going to shut the door on any job opportunities that I've had. I've worked in IT most of my life. I know how to code. I can build IP networks. I produce audio, video. I can do all sorts of legitimate stuff. Well, that's now prohibited. It seems counterproductive to block me from the legitimate opportunities that could be provided by the internet over some irrational and unfounded fears of what might happen. If something happens, punish me for it, but stop blocking me from getting my life together. But hey, don't worry. After 10 years of probation, I'll magically be able to handle the dangerous internet all by myself without issues. The people who handle probation matters seem to be retarded. But that seems to apply to the entire system and the government as a whole. And this is why people wonder why. This is why people believe that smaller government is a good thing. So there's less for the government to fuck up as royally as they screw everything else up. All right, enough angry ranting. I've gone on long enough. But I'm going to go ahead and play some angry music. An appropriate selection. It's Tenacious D. The government totally sucks. It's right here on DFR. Keep it locked.
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks. Ben Franklin was a rebel indeed. He liked to get naked while he smoked on the weed. He was a genius, but if he was here today, the government would fuck him up his right GSA. Now let me tell you something about the government. They're fucking up the environment. They're taking all the fucking beautiful animals.
Yeah.
And making them fucking extinct.
Oh no!
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks. The government totally sucks.
Cause the land of love and freedom
is just a baby's breath away.
And if we hold hands together, we can bring back the USA. The USA.
Everybody, this is the Bracker, and it's time for learning to talk Italian. A lesson of three. Se bella la luma di candela. You look beautiful in the candlelight, buddy.
Ve resti a cena con me. Will you join me for dinner?
Nay, anche se le fosse l'unico uomo sulla terra. Not if you were the last man on earth.
Mi dispiace per l'incidente della pomarola. I'm sorry about the tomato sauce episode.
Spero che le macchie saranno venute via. Hope the stains come out.
Mi amoli e I piena de pori. My wife has many warts.
Ma, I pazzo. What are you, crazy? Ay, 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 ay.
Dead Frog Radio. That right there was a little bit of Psycho Stick. They're great. They're awesome. And that was the Hokey Fucking Pokey. I kid you not. Well, I figure since I'm about to be forced into being Amish by our government, I mean, next thing you know, they're going to be taking my electricity and taking my phones because, you know, I might be able to use the internet to do something dangerous. Or I might be able to use electricity to do something dangerous. I might be able to use the phone to do something. I might be able to contact somebody over the phone and commit a crime. So, you know, I might as well just convert to Amishness. That's what I'm going to do. That seems convenient. Then I'm going to live a happy life. I can work really hard. I can name my kid Jebediah. You know, I can take this wife and you know, instead of her having the name Yoder, I'll give her my name. And it'll be great. This is going to be great. I'm going to be Amish. So let's play some music to celebrate. Here's some Weird Al. It's Amish Paradise on Dead Frog Radio. Keep it locked.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're all crazy men and knights living in an Amish paradise. There's no cops or traffic lights living in an Amish paradise. But you'd probably think it bites living in an Amish paradise.
Oh. Yeah. Now, Moltar, sprinkle my contribution on the children so that they may dream.
I'm lost. How does this relate to curing retardos?
It doesn't, Moltar. Can't you see what I'm doing here? I'm holding my own urine in a cup because I have responsibilities. Won't you help?
Hey, retardos, why can't you walk over here? You've been out mending paralysis, and you probably can't even walk now. But retardos meet your warm golden cure, 'cause you've been out mending fences where you'll never walk alone. So send me some money, or I'll bang you up. Yes, I'll bang you right up your ass.
So retardos number one forever. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could just have a moment of your time, help us save a life, perhaps yours, drop by precious drop, because we're all the same yellow color inside. Thank you. Only with your urine can we be curing. So please, get up and pee in a cup. And remember, retardos number one forever.
Dead Frog Radio. Some space ghost right there. And just like he said, send me some money. I love your money. It is great. I am such a whore for your money. Now, I've made it very easy. There's this page called GoFundMe. It's GoFundMe.com/DeadFrogRadio. Now you go there, and they make it super simple. I've never actually seen the page because it came into being after I got locked up, so I can't actually visualize what to tell you to do. But I'm pretty certain there's a way you can enter in a credit card number and send money. We don't actually see it. It's all through GoFundMe. They take care of it. They're a legitimate, accredited, legal, legitimate, perfectly up and upside, and they handle all of that, so you're perfectly safe. We do accept donations. I mean, you can always send cold hard cash through the mail if you really want to be, you know, living on the edge and off the grid. We've got a P.O. box for that. It's, we'll tell you that at the end of the show. Anyways, we're going to continue on with our theme. We're going to start our theme. We're going to play some internet songs because I might not be able to talk about the internet here coming up soon. So this is Internet Lol Internet. It's some German music. It's right here on Dead Frog Radio. Keep it locked.
Frau, danach habe ich lang gesucht. teach a whole lesson all by myself. And I'm gonna teach something relevant, something modern. The internet. The internet is really, really great.
For porn.
I got a fast connection so I don't have to wait.
For porn.
What? There's always some new site.
For porn.
I browse all day and night.
For porn.
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn.
Trekkie.
Oh, hello, Kid Monster.
You are ruining my song.
Oh, me sorry, me no mean to.
Well, if you wouldn't mind please being quiet for a minute so I can finish.
Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad we have this new technology.
For porn.
Which gives us untold opportunity.
For porn. Oh, sorry.
From your own desktop.
For.
You can research, browse, and shop. Until you've had enough and you're ready to stop.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn. The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
Me up all night hugging me horn to porn, porn, porn.
That's gross. You're a pervert.
Sticks and stones, Kate Monster.
No, really. You're a pervert. Normal people don't sit at home and look at porn on the internet.
Oh?
What?
You have no idea. Ready, normal people?
Ready.
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 Let me hear it.
The internet is for porn.
Sorry, Kate.
The internet is for porn.
I masturbate.
All these guys unzip their flies for porn. Porn.
The internet is not for porn.
Porn.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Now, I happen to know for a fact that you, Rod, check your portfolio and trade stocks online.
That's correct.
And Brian, you buy things on Amazon.com.
Sure.
And Gary, you keep selling your possessions on eBay.
Yes, I do.
And Princeton, you sent me that sweet online birthday card.
True.
Oh, but Kate, what you think he do after?
Yeah.
Ew!
The internet is for porn.
Gross!
The internet is for porn.
I hate porn.
Grab your dick and double click for porn. Porn, porn.
I hate men.
Porn.
Dead Frog Radio. Avenue Q right there with their famous song, well-known song. I think you can figure out the name of it by yourself. Now, we're going to continue on this theme with the internet music because, you know, it might be illegal for me to listen to songs about the internet in the future based on the current, you know, probation laws and the way that it's currently going. You know, they might start, you know, polygraphing me and determining whether or not I was listening to songs that happened to mention the internet and then violating me for that. So we're going to play some more songs by one of our well-informed Congress people. Of course, made it to an awesome remix, and it's right here on Dead Frog Radio. Keep it locked.
The internet is not a big truck. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. The internet is not a big truck. The internet is a series of tubes. The internet is not a big truck. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. The internet is not a big truck. The internet. Streaming stuff on the internet. Why? Tubes. The internet is tubes. Connections, consumers, massive commercial purposes. Big truck, long distance. It's tubes. Tangled up tubes. Enormous series of tubes. Your own personal internet. The World Wide Web. The internet is tubes. Tubes. Tubes can be filled. And if they're filled, the internet is going to be delayed. A series of tubes. The internet is not a big truck. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. I want to make sure people understand my position. These people are asking for regulation, okay? I just the other day got internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. See, we want to talk about the consumer. Let's talk about
Mr.
you and
Chairman,
me.
Al,
yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished, sir.
No, I'm not finished. These people.
is tubes. Those tubes can be filled. And if they're filled, the internet is going to be delayed. A series of tubes. The internet is providers. The internet is consumers. The internet is you and me. The internet is not a big truck.
The people who are streaming through a whole book at a time. Tubes.
Maybe there is a place for the internet. And again, the internet is a series of tubes.
There's a game that's taken the mobile world by storm called Flappy Birds. This game was extremely difficult. So today, it's no surprise to anyone when the developer of this game made the announcement that tomorrow he's going to remove it from the App Store. I've seen people smash tablets and phones. So today, it's no surprise that tomorrow he's going to remove it. And even that is met with more internet poison, more internet bullshit. Everybody loved to hate this game. A lot of people said you should man up. Man up.
Man up.
Anybody who becomes that internet famous, they will find something about you if you make YouTube videos. Little overweight, you're female, black, white, green. Doesn't matter, doesn't matter, doesn't matter. That's part of the deal. That's part of the deal. People suck. People do terrible shit to you just because they know who you are. Make YouTube videos. Little overweight, you're a female, black, white, green. Doesn't matter, doesn't matter, doesn't matter. That's part of the deal. A lot of people said you should man up. Man up.
Man up.
Anybody who becomes that internet famous, they will find something about you if you make YouTube videos. Little overweight, you're a female, black, white, green. That's part of the deal. People suck. People do terrible shit to you just because they know who you are. Make YouTube videos. Little overweight, you're a female, black, white, green. Doesn't matter, doesn't matter, doesn't matter. That's part of the deal.
This is a Dead Frog News Break. It's a hard knock life for those doing hard time, but it can be even harder. Mike Hunt reports. Thanks. In prison, your reputation means everything, and it could be sullied easily, especially if you're Windows 10.
Look, we have to do what we have to do. We can't have a snitch on this compound.
Upset by the logging, reporting, and law enforcement backdoors built into Microsoft's controversial new version of Windows, inmates took corrective action.
We shanked the bitch 20 to 30 times. You want to do that shit? Do it somewhere else, rat bitch.
It seems a lot of the problem was also how Windows 10 forced its way into the group, not asking to join, but just showing up one day, threatening to mess up people's stuff if they told Windows 10 to go away.
You know, it seemed easier at the time to just tolerate Windows 10. I didn't want my shit messed up, you know? But rat on me and see what happens. That bitch was crying to the cops when we stabbed it.
Apple and Linux declined to comment, opting instead to do their time quietly and efficiently. Windows 10 is in the infirmary recovering from the vicious attack, which required 37 patches. Law enforcement has vowed to press charges against those responsible for attacking their favorite rat snitch bastard at the conclusion of their investigation. Trust DFR to bring you the latest as this story unfolds. Mike Hunt, DFR News. A rib cook-off in Lake City this week is drawing people. Maurice Blackman, of course, reports on that one.
Modest crowds gather at the Lake City Fairgrounds in what can only be described as a pitiful attempt to bring people to this area to eat mediocre, overpriced ribs and make the city look like it actually is doing something other than pissing tax dollars away. People are stupid enough to actually believe that Chuck's barbecue ribs are actually world famous, yet the sign is written with permanent marker. We took the time to see if any of these dumb zombie sheeple actually saw this event as the waste of money and local resources it actually is.
I think it's a great thing, bringing in people from all over the world right here in Lake City for a good food on a beautiful day.
Spoken like a true moron. Does she really believe anybody came more than 5 miles away to attend this stupid excuse to pretend the city actually gives a shit about us? because I'm sure the tens of thousands of dollars spent on fireworks will totally be paid for by the few hundred people who spent a few dollars here and there. And, you know, the local businesses that essentially had to shut down so these stupid out-of-town rib restaurants could take their customers this week? Yeah, great plan, Lake City. Way to think this through. Maurice Blackman, CFR News.
That's the Dead Frog News Break for the week. Catch us again next week for the latest news that nobody else is covering. Bottom of the hour, right here on Dead Frog Radio.
If you should ever decide you want to start a career in internet marketing, if you engage in spam, there's something you should know that I will hunt you down.
And I'll destroy you!
Dead Frog Radio. A little bit more Psycho Stick right there. That's a song called Thank You for Ruining the Internet. Yet another song about our wonderful government and how they decide to heavy-handedly handle things. Now, we've got plenty more to come, but we're going to go ahead and take a break right now. So let's go ahead and get right to that. We got some more music coming up. Please keep it locked, you know, pay attention to our very kind sponsors. They're going to give you these messages. I mean, they're helping out the show, and we really appreciate what they do. So listen to these commercials, visit these stores, buy these products. I'd really appreciate it. By supporting them, you're supporting Dead Frog Radio. So absolutely, 100%. Give these people your full, undivided attention, and we love you. We love you guys. Thank you so much for sponsoring us, and we got some more music coming up right after this very short break. Keep it locked to Dead Frog Radio.
Sale, sale, sale. Deal, deal, deal. Hank's Hooker House is giving you discounts like never before. Subservices up to 75% off. Blowjobs starting at $10. Just $10. Plus, when you bring a friend, both blowjobs are just $15. Yes, buy one, get one half off at our already crazy prices. Hank's Hooker House is offering unbelievable deals on specialty items as well. We already offer the lowest price golden showers in town, but now we're slashing all specialty items by an unheard of 50%. That's 50% off. Blumpkins, chili dogs, brownie parties, you name it, all 50% off. Hank's Hooker House employs top-class whores of all types. We have a whore for you. All of our whores are tested weekly to give our customers the best experience. And if your ending isn't happy, your money will be returned in full. Come on down to Hank's Hooker House today, where tapping is better than fapping. 7169 Lake Avenue in Lake City. Or call us 613-6969. That's 613-6969. Hank's Hooker House is not responsible for lost or stolen items. Hank's Hooker House is not responsible for any injuries or STDs. WG license number 1364. Owned and operated by Hank's Adult Entertainment, LLC. Prices do not include coupon codes. Discounts cannot be combined unless otherwise specified. Food, beverage, and edible condom prices not eligible for discount. Prices do not include cleaning fees or cost any damaged items.
Hey, this is Quinn for Train Runners in Lake City. It's the most exclusive gay club, and oh boy, we've got so much to tell you. So Rico was dancing with Charlie and was all like, oh no, he didn't. And then Brad was all like, wait, that was my man. What's he doing with that slut? Wait, oh my God, I almost forgot to tell you. We've got glitter fountains now. So, like, you can have as much glitter as you want. And don't forget, Saturdays are drag nights, and we do drag shows the first Saturday of every month. We're also doing our new community program called Community Outreach Around, where we build bridges to the straight community. The second Tuesdays of each month is straight night, so, like, if you don't like penis, you're still welcome here. What else? I'm so bad at this stuff. Like, you know, just come on down. Or up, you silly. We won't fight too hard. Every night we've got DJs playing really gay music and stuff, and there's always a party going on at Train Runners, and we totally want you to join us. 7940 Lake Avenue in Lake City. Park in the rear and come in the back door, sillies.
Mr. Sandberg, thanks for coming to your performance review.
No problem.
So you're in charge around here, is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I'm the boss.
Okay, so take us through a day in the life of the boss.
Well, the first thing I do is...
talk to corporate! Approve memos! Lead a workshop! Remember birthdays! Direct workflow! My own bathroom! Micromanage! Promote synergy! Hit on Deborah! Get rejected! Swallow sadness! Send some faxes! Call a sex line! Cry deeply! Demand a refund! Eat a bagel! Harassment lawsuit! No promotion! Fifth of vodka! Shit on Deborah's desk! Buy a gun! In my mouth!
Oh fuck me, I can't fucking do it! Shit!
Pussy out! Puke on Deborah's desk! Jump out the window! Suck a dude's dick! Score some coke! Crash my car! Suck my own dick! Eat some chicken strips! Chop my balls off! Blackout in the sewer! Meet a giant fish! Fuck his brains out! Turn into a jet! Bomb the Russians! Crash into the sun! Now I'm dead!
Uh-huh. So that's an average day for you then?
No doubt.
You chop your balls off and die?
Hell yeah.
And I think at one point there you said something about sucking your own dick?
Nope.
Actually, I'm pretty sure you did.
Nah, that ain't me.
Okay, well, this has been eye-opening for me.
I'm the boss.
Yeah, no, I got that. You said it about 400 times.
I'm the boss.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm the boss.
No, I heard you. See you later.
Like a boss.
Hey everybody, let's start this meeting here. Sam just got back from the West Coast, so he was visiting our offices out there. You want to fill everybody in on what's going on?
Well, as you know, I just got back from LA, and just gotta say, it's a real chore for me to go out there with the beautiful weather and all the gorgeous women and all. Real chore, man.
Ooh, cry me a river.
I'll bet.
Anytime. Sorry. Let me twist my arm, but...
Oh, gross!
Sorry.
Did you just pull shit out of your pants and throw it in the trash?
Well, I thought I felt something back there, so I reached back with my hand, I got it, and yeah, it was poop. Sorry.
That's fucking disgusting.
Well, I didn't know.
That is so disgusting. I can't believe you just did that.
That is
so
disgusting.
How could you do that?
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. How could you do that right in front of me like that?
A simple meeting without some sort of major disturbance going on. This is ridiculous.
How could you just pull it out like that in the middle of a meeting?
Dad, you gotta go to the bathroom.
Jimmy,
you
I don't need to go to the bathroom.
No, yes, you do.
Wash your goddamn hands.
What? Oh, it's on my hands.
Oh my God.
It's on my hands.
Lose control of this meeting.
He's got poop on his hands.
And last week, Zach kept getting phone calls. The week before that, Darren had to leave early. Timmy has poop on his hands. Deal with it, all right? We're gonna go into these numbers.
What would make you think it's okay for you to just grab poop out of your butt during a meeting?
A business meeting!
It is! It's a business meeting!
I didn't know what it was!
What did you think it was? What did you think was bad for
you? I don't know, I just...
You just shat your pants in the middle of a meeting? You sat at a desk and just shat yourself?
I felt that there was something in my pants, and I wanted to take it out.
Guys, forget about the poop. I'm serious here. Let's go into these numbers.
Well, number one, it smells like shit in this office.
Yeah, it's right.
I can't deal with it.
Put the basket down. The basket stays here. Put the basket down.
No, the basket goes into the bathroom.
Right. Put the basket down. Sit down.
Well, if the basket stays, I'm
going to... I as well as going to leave it, this is bullshit. I can't help it. I smell it. It's in my clothes.
I'm breathing. I can't hold this. I'm breathing.
God, Timmy, go. Go to the bathroom.
Please, now sit down at the table.
He needs to go!
Shut up!
Oh my...
Be quiet. Sit.
Got poop in its hands.
Oh!
Now, the numbers coming out of LA have been very positive. We've seen a 10 to 12% increase since the last fiscal quarter. Now, this is very good, as everyone knows, because in spring of next year, we're going public. Now, what we want to focus on is primarily metals in the San Fernando Valley area, but I want everyone to think of ways that we can get that stock just to go a little higher before the IPO.
Oh, shit. Oh, I got it on my face.
I don't care.
Oh, that is fucking gross.
I fell asleep at this meeting, and I got my poop on my face.
Timmy, I don't care.
I have to go where he has to go. You need to go.
Wow, shit.
Been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to grow. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. I don't like to read, I can hardly write. My whole life has been born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I said I wouldn't have no luck at all. And that ain't no lie. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no kind of luck. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. You know, fear and falling is all I crave. a big bag of pork rind, gonna carry me to my grave. Born under a bedtime, I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I tell you, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Good take, boys. Yeah. I think now that I'm a blues singer, I should have some kind of name. How about Muddy Simpson? No? Big Homer. T-Bone Homer. Blind Lemon Simpson. Blind Lemon Lime Homer. Blind Grapefruit Homer. Blind Strawberry Alarm Clock Homer. No, they use that name.
Dead Frog Radio. Homer Simpson. I'm serious. Born under a bad sign. Well, we're getting near the end of the show, and you know how it always goes at the end of the show. Of course, there's going to be a Japanese selection. Now, this is the third song by Judy and Mary that I have played on this show. But this one is a lot different from the other ones that I've played. Because Judy and Mary is generally, they're more like a punk rock band. Well, this one, well, you're in for a little bit of a treat. This one is a beautiful melodic song. It's called Peace. And here it is, right here on Dead Frog Radio. Keep it locked. Thank you. Radio is funded by my savings account and your donations. And since I literally earn $5.25 a month, I definitely appreciate your donations to keep this going. Information on how to donate is on our Facebook page, or contact us and ask. Your feedback, support, reception reports, and hate mail is always welcome. You can find us at facebook.com/deadfrogradio. You can email us, deadfrogmedia@gmail.com. We also accept potentially deadly toxic powders via regular mail, along with your letters or cash bribes. Write to Dead Frog Media, P.O. Box 64, Thompson, Ohio, 44086. Special thanks to Tommy Guns for turning my incoherent ramblings into a passable radio show. Thanks to Karma for all the Google foo he has provided. Without him, WBCQ would never have had the regret that comes with airing Dead Frog Radio. Also, thanks to Scout for handling the social media and financial side of the show. You rock. Dead Frog Radio is a production of Dead Frog Media. Thanks, Captain Obvious. And finally, thank you for listening to Dead Frog Radio. I bid you a farewell and good night from my current home in federal prison to all of you listening out there on the 50,000-watt monster WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA, and via the TuneIn Radio app for Android and iOS. And now, I hang up the payphone and disconnect the cradle modem. ATH, shutdown-H now. Good night.
I can't help it, folks. I've always hated bullies. I've always hated people that hurt little animals. I'm a big softy. But in that, I am an extremely aggressive person, and it is torture. It is torture when the families call me every day with their kids being taken, and then I find out it's 9 core subsidiaries who run open child kidnapping operations worldwide, and it's even in the mainstream news, and they're running the CPS local, and I know they're a bunch of pervs, and I just, to feel what the children are feeling, God almighty. Oh, folks. We gotta get good people to stand up against these people. I probably shouldn't even have done this radio show today because I have this disgusted cover for how I just hate the globalists, but it's more than that. And I just get flippant and angry, but it's because deep down, folks, I can see what they're doing, and we have a responsibility to stop these globalists. Where are the men in this country? Where are the men in this world? What the hell have we become? We just offer our children up to the system with the fluoride and the water and the GMO hurting them, and we let fat perverts grab them at the airport to train them for the pedophile government. And we've just got such a sick society.